talking to you today with Mike Spradlin, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And Mike, we've been watching, obviously, in the last several days, everything's been going on in our nation's capital regarding farm policy and help for farmers, that especially ranchers, that are kind of left out from the 2008 farm law because of the last year of the farm law. No livestock disaster assistance programs are included in the current law. Not a real satisfactory result as Congress breaks and heads out for the August congressional recess.
Absolutely not, Ron, you know, because I guess you could say things are not only heating up here, they're heating up in D.C. as well. Very disappointed that, of course, American Farm Bureau, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, we want to see a farm bill this year. And, you know, where that's going to happen, still up in the air. It's admirable of Congressman Lucas to try to have some solution for the drought assistance for our farmers and ranchers here in the state of Oklahoma. But some of that certainly may be to no avail, because if we know the Senate's not going to address it, then that exercise may have been all in vain. But, again, we've got to do something. Something that really needs to be done, though, we need to finish the 2012 Farm Bureau.
Now, I know that Farm Bureau is one of several organizations, farm groups, that signed a letter to that extent just this last week.
Absolutely. There was quite a number on there, but, you know, that's what it's been our intention all along, is that, you know, we need to get this done. A patch type, you know, solving this by a patch here, patch there, is not going to really get us to where we need to go. And most of the things that we're trying to patch with are included in the Farm Bill, so let's just go ahead and address it and get it over with.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that, as you obviously are part of the board at the American Farm Bureau level representing Oklahoma, a lot of issues right now that are swirling around. Of course, tax issues, we've got that. That'll have to be addressed here at the tail end of the year. Farm Bureau's been real strong on several aspects of that, including the so-called death tax.
Absolutely, and we're going to hold our position. You know, there's been some compromise on the tax issue, but we still call for complete repeal. That needs to happen, and we're gonna hang in there.
Mention to me that you all are also working at the national level, American Farm Bureau level, looking at, I guess, for lack of a better term, a strategic plan out just a few years from now for AFBF.
That's right. American Farm Bureau will be 100 years old in 2019, and so we've started a process called the Centennial Development Project. All the American Farm Bureau presidents are involved in that, as well as their states. And so what we're trying to do is find out what our members expect American Farm Bureau to be for the next 100 years. And we know communications is going to change considerably. We know that's already happening now with electronic media, the way we email, the way we tweet, and all these things now, that we need to be certain that we meet the needs of the next generation of farmers and ranchers that are leaders of our organization.
And you tell me that you're hoping to do some strategic planning for Oklahoma as well.
Absolutely. A lot of these things will parallel. And, of course, again, the next generation, the next leader of Oklahoma Farm Bureau that come in and take our place, they will communicate different. They do things different. And we need to meet their needs. You know, the old saying that, well, we've always done it this way, that doesn't no longer fits. We're doing a lot of things, too. Our board of directors have all, on most of the boards I sit on now, everybody carries iPads now. And, you know, it's instantaneously information that we get it, and it's easy to keep your whole file right there with you. But there's just a lot of things that the next generation will expect out of all of our organizations, and we need to meet their needs.
When it comes to Oklahoma Farm Bureau, I know that you've got upcoming, in fact, you've already started your what you call your August area meetings. And truly, this is as much as anything a start of a grassroots process that you go through every single year.
Absolutely. You're right. We started yesterday, and our members come together. They talk about the things on their mind. Of course, we all know now the drought's on their mind, the one thing, but still we have some very important things that we need to address this year. Had a very positive year last year through the legislative process, and that's really why we do have such a good success ratio, is because of the grassroots involvement. Our issues come from the ground up, and very involved with a lot of, as I always call, the Farm Bureau Bible has a lot of fingerprints on it because of so many of our members involved in it. So by the time it really reaches the floor of either the Oklahoma House or Senate or a national floor, you know, there's been a lot of thought process going through it. It's one reason we're so successful.
When it comes to, you know, maybe some of the specific things. I have obviously one meeting under your belt, a lot more still to come, several good dozen still to come. What are you expecting? A lot of the things that will be on the minds of folks this year.
Well, one thing certainly is the water issues. The Oklahoma Comprehensive Water Plan's trying to come to head here. And, of course, we've got the issues with the tribes, those things of that nature. So we still have a lot of things to deal with on the national front, certainly the Farm Bill. We're not through with that by a long shot. And certainly we'd like to hope that that's all finished up by September. But, you know, the likelihood of that happening is, it seems to be a far reach.
Of course, that all brings us back around to November elections. And I know that one of the things that you pride yourself on as an organization, the fact that your people get involved.
Absolutely. You know, our Ag Fund has been very successful in both on state level. We don't have a national PAC. We do have a state, but certainly we're very involved in it. And, of course, with Congressman Bourne's seat being vacant this year, and of course, we'd had a change in Congressman Sullivan's. And so we're going to have to get a little bit acquainted with that gentleman and see how that all works out. I think it's going to be a very positive relationship, but you know, now we've got to work and see who's going to represent us in the second district over there.
So obviously some things ahead of us that will be decided within the next 60-90 days.
Absolutely. We have a lot of work still in front of us.
Okay.